So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing and you are joining me for the Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of inspiration from entrepreneurs and lightworkers. My next guest is so light and so amazing. Her name is Janet Anderson. She's a motivational speaker, an author, a mental health professional. She's a track and field coach, entrepreneur. She is truly a joyful being who teaches joy all the time. So welcome, Janet.
Thank you so much, Erica. I'm so excited to be here.
I know, it's like such a kick. I met Janet when I was visiting a family person in one of my relatives in Minnesota. And my relative said, "You have to meet this person." And it's always kind of funny when that happens, right? And I was like, okay. And I think Janet went, okay. And then it was really a fun meeting, wasn't it?
It totally was. And I think that those moments in our life where things hit you like that in your chest and it creates that movement of like, oh, I need to do that, that you have to go with that.
Yeah.
I found that that can happen with books, that can happen with people, that can have anything that's coming in that hits you, a song, and then it just like wants to come out. And that's so important to follow that intuition.
What stops us from being joyful? What keeps that out of our lives?
Well, what happens is I really believe that we each are born with an innate ability to hold, to experience, and to radiate joy. And what happens is life happens. Pain of life happens. So if you imagine inside of yourself that you have this internal spring, and then these boulders get in the place of it. Sediment gets in there. Weeds get all around it. A fog descends on it and you just lose track of it. And that's what happens with life. Anytime that there's an adverse event or you get stressed or you get nervous or grief or loss of a loved one, those kind of things just create those barriers to you really being able to have that spring of joy coming up within you and radiating out.
I love it. Tell me a little bit about this thing, like about self-care. Like Janet is part of a book on taking care of yourself, and what's kind of like the key in there? Like, I know you teach nutrition, you run part of a nutrition business, you're just really strongly into health and wellness. And so where do you think people, like, it's a funny, I'm asking these questions of you falling off track, but how do we get off track with our health and wellness, and what can we do to switch that around?
Well, if we go with the metaphor of that spring and that fog descends, the ego gives us a defensiveness that tries to protect us from irrational truths. And so that fog descends and then we get lost and we don't know the way. And that really does get us off track on where we're going. And then what was the second part of the question that you asked?
Oh, how can we start taking better care of ourselves? Or how can, if we know that like we really like certain waters or certain juices or certain vitamins or whatever, you know, there's like this thing of like, why don't we do what we know? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, and I think that sometimes we don't know because 95% of the decisions that we make are based on our unconscious. Only 5% are based on our conscious choices. So you really have to commit to knowing that you don't always know, and you have to start facing yourself in the mirror. And that's the hardest thing, to have vulnerability with yourself and with loved ones. But that you have to have courage and bravery that you're going to be able to figure it out by looking at what's happening around you and how you play a part in that.
Right.
Vulnerability. And then when I'm coaching people through either the online tribe that I have, that's through health and wellness, or in my office one-on-one, or where I do Q&RT, where I help people's nervous system with adverse events. You have to have all those components together. You have to have nutrition. You have to have personal development. You have to have a community and a tribe that's going to help you. Because I'm really about like making real life transformations, not just like putting band-aids on.
Right.
I want to get to the root of it. And I want to yank the root out, and I want the spring of joy to be with people, because we're all born with it. It can't be destroyed. It's a
I definitely have seen in my life, like, the people that I surround myself with have changed dramatically in the last few years as I've evolved and I've changed. I'm really amazed by, like, the beauty I've been shown in others. Like, it's, it feels like there's this whole, and I love the idea of the wellspring. Mm-hmm. And like new energy. And we don't always think about the people around us as being part of our wellness. But, you know, when you bring that up, it really resonates.
Well, right, because it's like, I a statement that I'm, that speaks to me so much is like, where there is light, darkness cannot prevail. So if you go into a dark room and you shine light and that joy and you're connected to who you are at your core, it creates light in other people and it's contagious. Right. And so when you're working on yourself, you will start seeing shifts in other people around you. And it's almost like we all have this present within us and we just get to wrap the layers of wrapping paper off of it. Right. And then it's, we were already born with it. We just forgot it was there and we got out of touch with it.
I love
it. It's been fun to watch that and experience that myself and see that in other people.
Tell me a little bit about your own book that you've been working on.
Oh gosh. So a year and a half ago, while I was doing some prayer and meditation, I just really got this strong message or calling, urge, intuition that said, I need you to write a book about joy. And I literally was like, you want me to do what? And I was like, no, everything will fall into place. Just trust, have faith that it's going to, the people are going to line up where they're going to line up. And that was part of my own lesson during writing the book, is realizing what true faithfulness is. Nice. And that trying to manhandle something and trying to force it was not really releasing to the truth of myself and to my higher power and the mission or the passion that I'm in. So I started working on that about a year and a half ago, and everything was just falling into place with it. So I'm really excited because that's now in editing stages and looking at different people that are going to help me get that message and release that book for me.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming, Jana. And where can we find you? Tell me your website or how we can find your tribe.
You can look us up. The tribe is called Team Lighthouse. It's about committing to creating a lighthouse inside of you and then radiating that out. You can find us on Facebook at Janet Anderson Counseling and Team Lighthouse, or Real Life Transformation page on Facebook. Or you can find my website at janetandersoncounseling.com, and you have the contact information there.
Thank you. Thanks so much for coming.
Thank you so much, Erica.